Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment says shareholders will vote on a proposal to take the company private during a special meeting. The owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village says in a filing with the SEC that the decision will take place at a date yet to be determined. Hall of Fame Resort's board of directors recommended going the private. The company would merge with Omaha Merger Sub. That's a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group, which is owned by Stuart Lichter. He's a majority shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. The company would become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings, LLC. Hall of Fame Resort failed to hold an annual shareholder meeting on time, and their stock was delisted by NASDAQ last week. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says a suspect in a hit-skip crash shot himself in the neck with a crossbow Monday morning. The incident occurred shortly before 11 a.m. in the 2000 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest in Tuscarawas Township. North Lawrence firefighters were called to the scene to assist deputies and the highway patrol. The man was removed from a wooded area, treated at the scene, and taken to Akron General Medical Center. None of the officers fired a shot. Additional information is not yet available. Two men and a woman are jailed in connection with a Monday afternoon shooting in Alliance. Police say 29-year-old Caleb Kaiser of Alliance was involved in an argument at a home in the 1400 block of East Oxford Street. He allegedly shot the gun inside the house. Kaiser reportedly gave a book bag containing the weapon, additional magazine, extra ammunition, and drugs to a co-defendant, 28-year-old Taylor Burson of Niles. 25-year-old Trent Haynes Myers of Alliance is accused of having a small amount of meth on his dresser during a police search. He reportedly lied to officers multiple times. Kaiser is charged with tampering with evidence, having weapons under disability, improperly discharging a firearm, soliciting drug sales, and violating a protection order. Burson is charged with evidence tampering, and Haynes Myers faces counts of drug possession and obstructing official business. All three are scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Alliance Municipal Court. A manufacturer plans to increase its presence in Canton with help from a roughly $1 million tax break. The 10-year agreement with Ambiflex Manufacturing was approved Monday by Canton City Council. A previous tax break between the city and the company expired. Ambiflex makes spiral conveyors. It plans to purchase $4.5 million worth of equipment for its facilities on Raff Road Southwest. The expansion is expected to create 15 jobs. Ambiflex currently employs 160 people in Canton. The Stark Fresh store in Southeast Canton will close immediately. The company's board says all operations will end by September 1st. The Stark Fresh store on Linden Avenue in Alliance will close its doors August 15th. Stark Fresh says it has distributed more than 2 million pounds of food through retail operations. The board says the move is due to a combination of financial and operational challenges. The Stark County Metropolitan Housing Authority transferred the multi-purpose center in the 300 block of Cherry Avenue to the city in 2020. The trial of a Wellsville man who allegedly shot a teen is slated for this fall. During a hearing Monday in Columbiana County Common Police Court, the trial date of October 14th was set for 20-year-old Emery Childs. A final status hearing is scheduled for October 1st. Childs was indicted last month on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and inducing panic. He's accused of shooting a 15-year-old boy in the arm near Danbury Avenue in Wellsville, April 27th. Police obtained a warrant and Childs turned himself in the following day. He allegedly disposed of the gun and clothing. Childs is being held in the county jail on $500,000 bond. A Lisbon man charged with possessing child pornography has lost his job as a substitute teacher. The Columbiana County Educational Service Center Board terminated the contract for 42-year-old John McFarland May 22nd. That was one day after he allegedly was found in possession of videos depicting children being sexually assaulted and engaging in sexual activity and a meth pipe in Center Township. McFarland was previously placed on administrative leave. His case was bound over to the grand jury. McFarland is charged with felony counts of pandering obscenity, and a misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Austintown Township Police say human remains found last fall at Meander Reservoir have been identified. They are those of 55-year-old Erica Thomas of Warren. Officers were called October 1st after a piece of a skull was discovered on an island in the reservoir off I-80. A search by cadaver dogs turned up additional remains October 31st. DNA provided by Thomas's mother in 2012 confirmed her identity. Police say Thomas was having a mental health crisis when she was last seen in Austintown Township in October 2008. She was reported missing later that year. Investigators don't know the cause of death or how the remains got to the island. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown says Ursuline High School is investigating allegations of inappropriate behavior by members of the football team. In a statement, the school says the alleged activity occurred during a field trip last month. Parents of the students directly involved have been contacted, and the school is working with authorities. A spokesman for the diocese tells WFMJ-TV no employee is on leave while the investigation is underway. The probe includes Youngstown Police. Thiana Township is getting a helping hand with its financial difficulties. The Cafaro Foundation announced a $250,000 $150,000 donation to the township. During a press conference, the Cafaro family said today some family members live in the Vienna area and they want to see the township succeed. Former fiscal officer Linda McCullough pleaded guilty last month to charges of misappropriating over $116,000 of taxpayer funds. Trustees tell WFMJ-TV the donation won't get them out of fiscal emergency, but the money will be used to restore the township's ambulance service. They plan to hire 3 part-time medics. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.